Okay, it's great to have Dr. Larry Martin back with us here on BPN Radio. And we're going to talk today about the conference that the gathering that Larry and I are going to be hosting in Comanche, Oklahoma, which most people don't know about Comanche unless you know Dale Gentry and Larry Martin. You've heard us talk about Comanche. And it's going to be June the 25th, 26th, 27th in Comanche. Location to be determined there in that small town of less than 2,000 people. And we're just going to invite people that have a passion for God in the ministry, for the ministry. They don't know how to get started. So we're going to help you get started. We're going to give you a push. And there are others that need to get restarted. So Dr. Larry Martin, my friend, since I was a boy, and it's so good to have you on BPN Radio. Talk to me a moment. What's happening?
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's such a privilege of mine to be with you on BPN Radio today and talk about the goodness of God and talk about helping young preachers get launched out into the ministry.
Well, I know that you've been down the road a little ways. We went to the same Assembly of God Church in Comanche, Oklahoma. And Comanche is where Gene and I launched our full-time ministry. We pulled our 35-foot Scuzzo trailer out of that location on Willow Street in Comanche and started down the road for our first revival in Ringling, Oklahoma. We've been going ever since. I'm not sure what year you started preaching.
I started preaching in 1967. I was 15.
Okay, so this year I'll celebrate 49 years in June, and I wanted to go back to Comanche on my 49th year and celebrate 49 years of ministry, and you've been there 48 years. So 49 and 48, we're gonna help some people get started. Give us a little bit about I know you were on a few weeks ago on BPN Radio. Just give us a little bit about your background, and then we're going to talk to people about coming to Comanche in June.
Well, Dale, I'm proud to say that I'm raised in Comanche, Oklahoma, along with yourself. I know that place on Willow Street where you launched out, just a couple of blocks from my grandparents' house. In fact, if you're from Comanche, you're a couple of blocks from anywhere.
But that's true.
You know, God called us to preach at a youth camp, and George Brazel, you probably remember Dr. George Brazel, was preaching at that camp. And that God called us to preach the gospel, and we immediately began to respond to that call. And I thank God that He's been very good to us. I've spent a number of years in pastoring, but my main calling is as an evangelist, and I love to evangelize and preach the gospel around the world. And I'm just thrilled. I got in last night from a trip to North Carolina and Virginia, where we've been preaching up there, and it's been a wonderful journey. 48 years soon of preaching this gospel, and I thank God for every moment of it.
Well, I'm thankful that I had the privilege, I believe, of you coming preaching first for me there at that little church in Holiday, Texas, as a teenager. And you were, I remember, Larry, you were an incredible preacher, which you still are. And
well, that's awful. That's very kind of you, Dale. You know, I was just getting started, as you said, that it was National CA Day.
Yeah.
And you invited me to come over to Holiday, first time I'd ever preached outside of my home church. And I'm sure I didn't do that great a job, but I appreciate you being concerned about me, a young preacher, getting started. And I'm glad that you still have that vision today to help young preachers.
That's still in my heart, to help young preachers get started and old preachers get restarted, or people that want to pastor, be an evangelist, whatever God has put in their heart to get started. And so I'm thankful that you and I can team up. This is the first time in all of these years that we've done team ministry. And so I'm really excited about people coming to that little town. I don't know how they're going to get there, but I know that they can get there. There's not an airport there, but there's some airports around Lawton, Oklahoma, Wichita Falls, Texas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. and they can get there. They might need to take a taxi or however they can get there. So what we don't even know what we're going to call it, but I know we're going to pray for people, and we're going to lay hands on people, pray for people, encourage them, share our story, take them down to where we lived as boys. And I know that my dad was a preacher, and your dad was a godly deacon, and so it's going to be an amazing. So let's just talk to people about want to come, why they should come, and whatever you want to say today.
I look forward, Dale, to taking ever who can come. And by the way, if they can't get a taxi in Comanche, there's someone that'll probably have a horse that they could ride on into town. But there's a special place for me at the Old Assembly of God Church there in Comanche, where we were raised, and downstairs in the basement, before I preached to people, I preached to myself down in that basement. I have a little prayer room down there next to the furnaces where I used to go and pray and ask God to help me. And I'd outline sermons and preach them in my mind and preach them to myself. And it was a great time of learning and drawing closer to God. And God has used us over the years, and I look forward to taking people back to that place and let them see from very small beginnings. I mean, you and I both, we just really didn't have much to start with, but faith in God, and God's launched us out to around the world. And I think that any young preacher or anybody wanting to get restarted in ministry ought to come. And I believe it's going to be a great prayer time. I believe God's going to honor us and bless us, and that people are going to get a new start with God.
Well, I'm discerning that on June the 25th, 26th, 27th, and I don't even have anything on my website about it yet, but everybody can stay tuned or contact us, and I'll know you'll have something on your website. I'll have something on my website. But I'm so thankful, first of all, that we can help some young people get started in the ministry. And that's why I had the preaching competition last year for ages 15 to 22. And you actually started preaching when you were 15.
I did, Dale. And I want to say this, as far as when I got started and you got started, there were lots of opportunities for young preachers. We had there in Comanche a full adult service on Wednesday night that was led by the youth. And so I had an opportunity to preach to the church, literally, as a young man in the youth service. And lots of churches had youth services at a Vesper service before the Sunday evening service. And we had youth rallies, monthly youth rallies, where a young preacher could preach and grow and meet other people and actually get started, launched out into the ministry. And so many of those things don't exist anymore.
Right.
So that's why it's so important for people like you to help these young guys get a good start. And again, I just appreciate what's in your heart about that.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm really excited, because I know that I've been out there for many years, 49 years this year, this June, preaching the gospel. In fact, I'm going to celebrate 49 years of ministry in Comanche, Oklahoma, and you've been out there you've been preaching for 48 years, and so I just know that we want to help some young people get started in the ministry. I don't believe you're ever too young. I don't believe you're ever too old. And I did want to, in just a moment, we're going to pray, because I really sense that God is doing some special things in America. I believe there's going to be some major doors open, and there's going to be a cry for people to preach. And one of the things that's in my heart I shared on the broadcast yesterday was the older ministers retiring too quickly. I know that my pastor years ago, and he was also a friend of yours, you preached for him in Wichita Falls, Texas. I just know that he quit too quick. And sometimes these men are put on the sidelines because some denominations are saying, well, you're too old to pastor our church. In fact, I kind of got on a high horse a little bit yesterday about people saying, well, you know, we're not considering your resume, we're not considering your application because you're just too old. And I know that that is not correct. In fact, you have started something that is very, very valuable. and I salute you for it, and it's something called Pentecostal Gold. Why don't you talk a little bit about that Pentecostal Gold, which, I became a member last year.
Yes, you did. And by the way, belated happy birthday to you for this week.
Thank you very much.
But Pentecostal Gold is a vision that the Lord gave me almost 2 years ago, that I would start an internet archive of classic Pentecostal preaching. And I started collecting tapes from different ones that would help me, and turning those tapes into MP3s or WAV files and posting them up online. And while my wife was ill last year, I had lots of time, and it wasn't able to travel much out of the home. So I had lots of time to upload sermons. And right now I've got, I think, 98 preachers, about 525 sermons, some of the greatest classic Pentecostal preachers that anyone could ever hear. Yeah. There's two requirements to be on my website, and one of those is that you be at least 70 years of age, and you did qualify for that.
Yes.
But the other one is to be in heaven. And so I'm glad that you're not in heaven yet, Dale. I'm glad we're still out here preaching the gospel.
Yes.
But we've got a number of guys that are with the Lord on our website.
Yeah.
And I mean, some great preachers. You just referred to our friend and mentor, Carl Alcorn.
Yes.
And I've got some great sermons by Carl Alcorn on the website. And
yeah.
I mentioned Dr. George Brazel. We've got George Brazel and a lot of ministers that people would know, Jack Cole and Jimmy Swaggart and David Wilkerson, but almost 100 preachers, and it's all free, and people can tune in anytime they want to listen to great classic Pentecostal preaching at www.pentecostalgold.com.
Well, that is a great site, and I salute you for honoring us men that are over 70 or those that are in heaven. And I encourage people to go and listen to those preachers, the sermons they preached, and a lot of that preaching, a lot of those messages, and a lot of those principles we've certainly gotten away from, and the passion that these men had, and the way that they were preaching was just quite awesome. And I would encourage any ministers today to do that, www.pentecostalgold.com. And
I had a pastor, excuse me, Dale.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a pastor yesterday that contacted me, and he said that he was going to take 4 or 5 Wednesday nights this summer and call it Voices from the Past. And each Wednesday night for a month to play one of these sermons from one of these great preachers on Pentecostal Gold. And I thought that was a great idea, that any pastor could do that and help connect their congregation with some of the messages, as you said, some of the passion for preaching that these men had.
Well, I think that is a great God idea for that to happen. Maybe put their picture on a screen or something. But I think it would be great.
Right.
And we have gotten away. We have gotten away from preaching in America. We have good teaching. We have some not so good teaching. Somebody coming up with some type of new revelation, et cetera, et cetera. Although I do believe in revelation, or somebody. Just outlining something according to Reader's Digest or becoming a motivational speaker. But, on Pentecostal Go, there's some great preachers. And so I salute you for that. Encourage people to go there. But we want to invite some of these older ministers that feel like, hey, you know, I've sent in my resume for pastoring a church. Somebody said that they sent in a resume for a church, and they told them that they had already had 100 applications, 100 guys applying for one church. But so I don't know about that.
Wow.
It's kind of confusing to me, but I do know that there is a place for everyone that has a call of God, a passion in their heart, and if they have a pioneer spirit, they can start something on their own. I don't know, but I do believe that that no one should step aside because of their age.
I agree. You know, we used to say that as old preachers, we weren't going to retire. We were just going to refire. And I encourage the men that's listening to this that might be a senior in their years to just get the fire of God and keep doing what God's called them to do.
That's right. And if you can get to Comanche, Oklahoma in June, we're gonna pray for you. We're going to encourage you. We're going to help people get started and restarted. We're going to figure out a name there for what we're going to call it, but it's going to be a great time. And Larry, you've had an incredible background. I know that God has given you opportunities to work in Bible colleges, Bible schools. I know you went on to earn your doctorate. Tell a little bit about your background. I should have done this to start with, but I was really excited about what we're going to talk about. But I know that you have a lot of experience under your belt. You might just share some of that.
Well, you gave me an opportunity earlier, Dale, and I probably didn't take it, but I did graduate from Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary there in Austin, and got my Doctor of Ministry degree, and God has helped me. I was the president of Messenger College in Joplin, Missouri, and then I moved to Pensacola, here where I live now, to be the academic dean at the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry. And I just say that time was the greatest season of our life. We just had a wonderful experience helping those young people, and at the same time enjoying the tremendous presence of God that we had here at Brownsville. And God has used us. We do crusade evangelism. We try to go to Ethiopia every year. We haven't been able to do that because of my wife's illness, but we're going back in January 2016. On one five-day meeting in Ethiopia, we saw 40,000 people that accepted the Lord as their Savior. And
that's
so
great.
We just give God all the glory. He's been mighty good to this Comanche boy.
Well, you have certainly started, and you have not stopped. And I'm very thankful and grateful for that. And I know that you've done a lot of research concerning the revival on Azusa Street. In fact, I think that I got to endorse one of your books on Azusa Street. I'm not sure how many you have written.
I saw a fellow the other night. I'd stopped at a Denny's after church, and the guy asked me where I was from, and I told him Pensacola, and he said, "Is that Azusa Street Revival still going in Pensacola?" I had to explain to him that it wasn't Azusa Street and it wasn't in Pensacola, but it's a great revival in Los Angeles, California, in 1906 and through 1909, and that's been our chief area of study in the last 25-30 years. We've published 12 books on Azusa Street, and we did publish one that we called it The True Believers Part 2, but I've changed the name of it, and that book that you wrote the foreword for, and I do appreciate you doing that.
Well, we know that that God did something incredible on Azusa Street. You've done major research on that, and I believe that God can do it again. You know, from 1990 until 1998, Gene and I did these long-term, protracted prayer revivals. I wrote a book about it, but you know, it was one of the most, probably the most wonderful season of our ministry, because primarily I just led revival services in the morning and the evening. I remember one time you came to the church in Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral, where I was leading that prayer revival. And I remember that during the day between services, we had morning and evening services, between services I would read books on revival. I would read books about Azusa Street. I would read your books about Azusa Street and other revivals, because I believe that what God has done before, he will do again. I believe that history does repeat itself. And I know that you are also a true revivalist, and I believe that God really is preparing revivalists. And I'm not sure what your definition of revivalist would be, but just somebody that prays and obeys, preaches, is led by the Spirit of God, whatever the Holy Spirit says, we just do that. And it's someone that knows how to work with the Holy Ghost, someone that knows how to work with the Spirit of God. And so I remember during those days, I was just consumed with reading the reports of revival, knowing what God had done then, he can do again. And of course, you being involved in the revival at Brownsville that I think went on for 5 years, I believe from 1995 till to 2000, I believe.
Steve Hill was here regularly for 5 years, but the revival actually continued on for another five, and just in a different format. But it was a wonderful season.
Oh, wow. Well, I was involved 8 years. I know in Fort Worth, Texas, we went 24 weeks, and that was 5 days a week. It's amazing how people did it. They just come out. They just came out day and night. But I believe there's a new wave of glory, a new wave of revival, and I believe it's going to happen. And I'm thankful that I'm going to be a part of it. In fact, I don't want anything happening that I'm not a part of. And I know that you were blessed to be right there on the scene there in Brownsville. What do you believe were the components of that revival there in Brownsville with Pastor Kilpatrick and Evangelist Steve Hill?
Well, the number one thing, as you well know, was prayer. Before the revival started, Pastor Kilpatrick had stopped having service on Sunday night and changed the Sunday night service to a prayer meeting. And people had told him, you know, this is going to just kill your Sunday night attendance. But instead, the attendance grew on Sunday night, and they prayed every Sunday night for 2.5 years. And that prayer time was the seed for revival. So when revival broke out, they continued prayer. And I think everything that it takes to have revival, it takes to keep revival. So they continued in prayer, and God blessed them. In addition to prayer, of course, they had Evangelist Steve Hill came through, and he'd been mightily touched by the Spirit of God, and it was like having a catalyst for a dynamite explosion, and they just followed and obeyed God. And they didn't intend to have an extended meeting. It just was so powerful that they said, let's come back the next night and the next and the next, and they did that, as you know, for years.
Yeah.
The same thing pretty much happened at Azusa Street. You know, those guys had service three times a day, every day, for at least 3 years. They carried on like that. And God just gives people strength and sustains them.
Yeah, you get into that flow. You get into that flow, and you just live for the very next service to be in the glory of God. So I believe
you can't live without it.
No, and the church has been pretty dry for some time, but I believe that it's this is a year where God comes to restore, renew, refresh, and get us ready for that third spiritual awakening that I've been praying for, believing for now for the last 30 years. And praying and calling for. And so I just believe that something is in the making, in the works, is coming, and I have tremendous anticipation. So, Larry, I'm looking forward for us being together in Comanche, but I want you to pray. Let's pray for revival. Let's pray for people to get involved in the ministry. And you know, when we were younger, there was a lot of people, a lot of young people being called to preach, but I hear very few young people being called to preach today. But I believe that we need preachers, and out of this out of this competition that I had last year, we have Young Preachers International. In fact, we even have a website, youngpreachers.net, and there's some guys and some young ladies that are really preaching the gospel. But I believe that God wants to expand that, enlarge that, and I know that that is your passion also to see that happen. So just pray a little while. This is a prayer broadcast, so it's good to have you on. Just pray a little while, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
We'll do that, Dale. One other testimony, if I could share before I pray.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw my pastor this morning, earlier this morning, is Pastor David Scruggs here in Pensacola. David started preaching when he was 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
He just celebrated his 68th birthday and 60 years in the ministry. When he was 8 years old, he was preaching revivals. So I don't want anyone listening to think they're too young to be used of God, because God has used some young people in powerful ways.
Well, let's pray. Well, let me say this before you pray. You know, I've been calling for young preachers 14 to 24 to be a part of the Young Preachers International that I've started. And someone said, well, you know, you need to lower that age, because God is calling children to preach, younger people to preach than 14 years old. So, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, because I know that God can use teenagers. He can use boy preachers, girl preachers. And I believe we're going to see some phenomenal things happen.
I'm sure that Brother Scruggs would be happy to talk to you sometime on BPN Radio about preaching when he was 8 years old.
Oh, that would be great. So we'll give him an invitation to do that. Okay. Go ahead and pray, Larry.
All right. Heavenly Father, we love you today. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness that you've shown to us. We say, hallowed be thy name. We worship and adore you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for seasons of revival. I thank you, even as Dale and I have talked today, Lord, that you've given us opportunities in our life to see your glory. We've been part of great times of refreshing when heaven came down to earth. But Lord, as we've also said today, this has been a dry time for the church. It seems like there's not many that are strongly pursuing God for revival. But Lord, we believe that day is changing and that time is changing and that revival is coming. We believe there'll be a great awakening, a last fast revival before you come back. And Lord, we're praying right now for revival. We're asking you, Lord, that you would speak to every pastor that's listening, every church member that's listening to this broadcast, and you'd put a hunger in their heart. Even as we talked about reading books about revival, so that it's the fire of revival, the contagious fire of revival to come to each and every heart of every person listening today. Father, we pray you'd send revival to America. We pray specifically, Lord, about what we're talking about today, about young preachers. Lord, I pray that you'd call children into the ministry. I pray you'd call teenagers into the ministry. Lord, I know that you said look on the fields because they're white and ready to harvest. We don't have 4 months, but today is the day. And I ask you, Lord, even now you'd begin to put it in the hearts of young men and yes. young women, Lord, that they'd preach your gospel, carry this message all over the world, Lord. Yes. So many are lost without you. Father, yes. I pray, God, dear God, in Jesus' name,
yes, Lord.
Speak to young people, Lord. Speak to them and
yeah.
give them vision, Lord. I pray that you give them purpose. As David stood before Goliath, he said, is there not a cause? And surely there's a cause today, Lord, to call young people to preach this gospel. I pray for them, Lord, and I pray for older men, some that feel that they're put on the shelf. I pray, God, that you'd show them that the calling of God is not with repentance, that the calling of God is for their life, and that, Lord, as long as they have health and strength in their body, that they can preach this gospel. Lord, we need them. We need these senior voices. We need these white hair of wisdom, Lord. We need
yes,
them
we
to
do.
Speak to us, God.
Yes.
We need them to speak to the church and give us direction.
Yeah.
It seems that many, Lord, are going the wrong way today. Many are taking wrong turns and
yeah.
and false doctrine and false revelation. So we need these senior ministers to take an active role in leading us and helping
yes.
us. So, God,
yes.
I pray that you give them a new start, a relaunch, Lord, into ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm praying about this meeting that we're having in June. Lord, I don't know everything that you have in mind for us. We're just waiting on you, God, for plans and devices, open doors and
yeah.
and divine appointments, Lord. And so I just ask you, God, put your blessing on this meeting. I believe it's your will. I feel strong in my spirit, God, that you're the one that's called this meeting. And I'm asking you, Lord, put your blessing on it, that you draw young men and young women, old men and old women, Lord, that need a restart in ministry or a fresh start or a new start.
Yeah.
God, I pray that you'd help us to be anointed for that purpose. Lord, I thank you for Dale Gentry. I thank you, Lord, for his ministry. I thank you, Lord, for BPN Radio and for the people and the lives that it's touching. I ask you to bless Dale with strength and health and safety. I pray that you bless him with wisdom and understanding and knowledge and discernment. God, use this man of God, and I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it all. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, for being on today. I want you to pray one more prayer, because I know that just a few months ago, your wife went to heaven, TJ went to heaven, and a wonderful young lady. I know you've been through a very difficult time without your wife, and maybe just pray one more prayer for people that have lost their companion or maybe lost a loved one recently. They're just going through a grieving process, And I know that you've been there. I've not been there. I'm thankful. But I know you had a wonderful marriage, a wonderful wife, and there may be someone you could just talk to for just a moment and pray for before we go.
Absolutely, Dale. I just saw on Facebook this morning a pastor in Louisiana, Pastor Chip Radke over there. His wife suffered from the same brain cancer that TJ had, and she went to be with the Lord last night. And I sent him a message, and my heart goes out to him, but not just to Chip, but to anyone that's lost their companion. I didn't know. You know, I'd lost my parents, and I've known a little bit about grief and bereavement, but I didn't know what a pain a person could feel, the emptiness in their heart when they lose their life's companion. And I want to say thank God that God has sustained us. It's not an easy road. It's still not easy, but God has sustained us, and that God is with us, and He will be with anyone. If you're hurting today, if you feel that tremendous pain of loss, I just want you to know that when the Lord said He'd walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death, that's not just talking about your experience with dying, but I believe He walks with us when we lose our loved ones. And I want to pray for you right now. Father, those that have lost, those that have lost family members, those that have lost close friends, those that have lost children or a spouse, I pray for them right now. Lord, You said that we don't sorrow as those that have no hope, but that doesn't mean that there's not sorrow in our heart. We rejoice, Lord, that our loved ones are in heaven, that they know You and that they meet You there. But, Lord, we miss them so much down here. There's a pain in our heart that only You can touch and help. And so I pray for my friends that are listening to BPN Radio that have had loss in their lives in recent days. I ask You, Lord, to be with them. Be a friend that sticks closer than a brother to them. Comfort them, Lord, in their sleepless nights or their long days. Comfort them and be their peace. In Your name, Lord, I pray. Amen.
Thank you very much, Dr. Larry Martin, for being on BPN Radio. What a blessing you are. And we look forward to people joining us in June in Comanche, Oklahoma. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you, Brother Dale. Looking forward to June. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.